to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm a little pumped up today because I was doing my research like I normally do, and I was looking through all types of different articles out there that are available on the internet or in magazines or wherever you get your information. And I'll tell you what, there is a lot of bad information out there. I mean, you know, stuff that is very misleading, stuff that talks about how to properly invest in real estate. And then when you start digging into it, and if you don't know what right looks like, you get sucked into something that is going to be problematic for you. You know, it makes me realize why people think that real estate investing is risky. It's because there's so much bad information out there. And I'll tell you what, on today's show, I'm going to get into one of these articles and we're just going to tear it apart because I think you need to understand that there's a better way to do things. That if you're going to get on the road to retirement and you're going to use real estate as the conduit to do that, you must be educated, and you must be educated properly from a source that has a proven track record of success. And I'll tell you what, I asked one of our two-day presenters, Lee Reeves, to come on for just a brief period to kind of help me out with this a little bit. As a self-made multimillionaire, somebody that was on a path of just letting his job control his life until he just got fed up with it and decided to take action and do something differently, he came to Lifestyles Unlimited, went through the educational program, got focused, got himself on the road to retirement, retired himself, has built a net worth of well over multi-$1 million, has plenty of cash flow coming in. This is a guy who is going to educate you on the proper way to invest in real estate so that you can retire in 5 years or less. Hey, Lee, did I get that right?
You got it mostly right, Alan. I appreciate the intro, and I love being on your show. The part I want to correct is self-made. In some ways, I made a decision. Yes, that came from myself, but I had a lot of people around me, including the folks at Lifestyles Unlimited, and without that, I don't know that I could be where I am today. So I do want to make that point.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a well-made point because it's your life. You're the one that's living it, and you're the one that has achieved all of the things that you've achieved. So what's going on in the world of Lifestyles Unlimited? What information do you have for me today?
Well, let me tell you, I was just talking to Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles, a little bit ago this morning about what Lifestyles has going on to help members run their businesses. And when I say a business, I mean a single family house is a business. A multifamily property is a business. If you want to check out Lifestyles, and I'll just say this right up front, you want to learn the 5 ways we make money in real estate. If you want to learn the 7 principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses. And if you want to see how the numbers really work in what we do in single family and multifamily, you need to check out Lifestyles. We have a free workshop coming. I asked a number of free workshops, actually. These are conducted by webinar. You can do this from anywhere. And I want to emphasize this because I started with Lifestyles, and I didn't live in Texas when I joined, right? I did move to Texas for a little while, but I started in New York, and now I live in Tennessee. This is available to everybody, okay? So free workshops, register for those at lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. We also have case studies coming up. Right now, those are all done by webinar. It is a major chance to jump in, onto a webinar, see how the numbers work, ask questions, figure out who the vendors were, how did they find a property. We have a number of those coming up. They're all on Thursdays this month. Houston is tomorrow. It's the 16th. Starts at 6 p.m. Central. They all do. San Antonio is next Thursday on the 23rd, and Dallas is Thursday the 30th. Starts at 6 p.m. Central Time. Again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com to check those out. And then I really want to hit this two-day financial freedom seminar. We have two coming up. Okay. The first one is this weekend, July 18th and 19th. It is a live stream, the live stream. And we have a special four-part evening version of that that I am teaching starting next Tuesday, July 21st. It's a Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday. If you want to sign up to attend that two-day financial freedom seminar and get a deal doing it, go to givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com. There is a promo code DEL, D-E-L, okay? Couple other things for members. We just have a ton going on this month. Single family road trip webinar is Saturday the 25th. Multifamily, there are two kinds of road trips that we do. One is an education road trip that is in the morning on Friday, July 24th, and an acquisition road trip featuring five properties in different markets. That's a webinar that is Friday, July 24th in the afternoon. And then we are having online meetups with different groups around the country. One that I know of, and it may be meeting in person, is in Hawaii, and that is Sunday, July 26th. And the last thing I just wanted to hit was deals are happening right now. They're happening right now. More are going to happen in the near future. Now's the time to get involved.
Yeah, you know, you're spot on with the deals happening. My inbox keeps getting filled with quality properties, not only in the single family side, but quality investments on the multifamily side that, you know, if I'm in the right position, I can take advantage right now. I mean, it's amazing what's going on out there in the world.
Yeah, and to get in that right position, you need to be educated. You need to have a mentor. And that's where Lifestyles fills that gap for a lot of people, me included.
Absolutely, Lee. Hey, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's always nice to have that brief time to talk to you. And I appreciate more so all the information that you bring to the table. And for those of you out there that are on the fence and, you know, you're deciding whether or not you need to take action, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and get yourself started. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm guilty. I'm absolutely guilty. I'm guilty of giving you some misinformation. And you're thinking to yourself, misinformation? What did you do now? Well, misinformation is false or inaccurate information. That's the definition. And what I did last segment is I introduced Lee and I said he was a self-made millionaire. And you know what? He was quick to point out that that was incorrect, that he had many, many people helping him along the way to becoming a multimillionaire. So why do I bring that up? To point fingers at myself? No, not really. What I'm here to do is to shed a little light on a lot of the misinformation that's out there. And, you know, it gets even worse because there's another thing called disinformation. And disinformation is the practice of legitimately and deliberately spreading misinformation. Now, there's a lot of that going on in our country. There's a lot of disinformation floating around out there. There's a lot of misinformation floating around out there. And like I mentioned at the opening of the show, I've been doing a lot of looking at different venues that are out there that are intending to educate you on how to invest in real estate. And I'll tell you what, I went to a website called Investopedia. Now, from what I can tell, Investopedia is primarily a site that is focused on helping you to invest in non-real estate related investments. In other words, they're focused on primarily the stock market. They're focused on, you know, helping you make informed decisions as to maybe what stocks to buy, or more importantly, what mutual funds to buy, or whatever they're professing at the particular time. The key is this: they get into real estate investing because what they want to do is they want to approach all the different venues that are out there. So they talk to you about all the different things that you could invest in. But the problem is this: when I started digging into the real estate section and I started looking at the information that was being provided, what I found was a lot of misinformation. Now, I don't necessarily think it's disinformation. Well, let me just get into the article that I looked at. And this article is entitled 15 Tips for Buying Your First Rental Property. Okay, and it goes on with a subheading that says, Owning Investment Property Has Both Risks and Rewards. Okay, and it's written by a gentleman by the name of Tim. I won't give you his last name. If you want to find it, you can go to Investopedia and look this thing up. But let me start off by comparing and contrasting. Now, I just had Lee Reeves on. Lee Reeves has successfully invested in not only single family, but multifamily properties. He has become a multimillionaire. He is producing the cash flow necessary to qualify him for retirement. He's retired. He doesn't have to go to work. His passive investments are creating streams of income that he uses to offset his ordinary living expenses. And he is clearly focused on achieving the lifestyle, whatever the lifestyle means for Lee and his wife, Claire. In contrast, the gentleman that wrote this article, now let me just give you his background. He's a financial journalist for more than 11 years, serving some of the largest and best known media outlets in the world. I don't know what that means. Basically means he's been writing about financial stuff for 11 years. He has a bachelor and master's degree in educational leadership. Okay, so I guess he's focused on education. He says, owned, built, and sold numerous financial blogs. Yeah, it says financial blogs. I'm not making that up. That's what it says. Owned, built, and sold numerous financial blogs. Okay, all right, so whatever. That's okay, that's his business model. That's what he's doing. Now, when it gets into experience, this is what he says. Because financial planning for retirement is an underserved market in financial media, Tim finds himself wanting to help people looking for information in that area, specifically Social Security, Medicare, 401k, 403b, and IRA planning and estates. Tim also has a lot of published work on technical analysis and general stock picking. He doesn't just write about investing. He's an avid investor who enjoys all aspects of the market. Okay, so far I haven't heard one thing about owning a single piece of real estate. Not one thing. I didn't hear a thing that said, you know, he retired himself by creating a portfolio of 20 single family houses. He didn't retire himself by successfully investing in multifamily ventures. He didn't retire himself by becoming an independent rental operator of real estate, multifamily properties. Don't hear any of that. All right, let's dig into his education. He received his master's degree in educational leadership from the University of Cincinnati. Okay, I don't see anything in there that qualifies as a business degree, let alone a business degree focused with maybe a real estate or a finance emphasis. Not that you need those things to be a successful investor, but I guess if you're going to profess these things, maybe that's important. But what his degree does point out is that he is focused on education. So let's see. He's got a personal quote here that says, I believe that we build wealth through financial discipline, but financial discipline first comes from education. Well, I'm actually going to agree with you there, Tim, because, you know, if you're going to invest in real estate, you must have a qualified education in how to properly do that. And that's what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about. We are a real estate education and mentoring company. That's what we do. We teach people how to successfully invest in real estate so that they can retire themselves in 5 years or less. You know, it used to be 7 years or less, but because we've had so much success from so many people doing it in 5 years or less, our founder, Del Walmsley, he went around and basically said, you know what, let's change it. Apparently people are doing better than I thought. So, you know, it's 5 years or less. Now, Tim goes on to say this, financial literacy isn't taught in school, yet it's an extremely toxic topic that everybody, regardless of education, background, or bank account balance, has to get right. All right, I'll agree with you there. I love what I do because I can take complex topics and make them easy to understand. Well, that's part of the problem, Tim, is that when I read your 15 tips for buying your first rental property, I found it filled with a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of things out there. I mean, if you as a prospective real estate investor were to read this article and you were to take it as the God's honest truth that this is the way things work, you probably wouldn't invest in real estate and you probably wouldn't get yourself retired in 5 years or less, and you probably wouldn't have the financial freedom that I enjoy. Hey, I'll tell you what, we'll get into this article when we come back from the break.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
So I'm talking about an article that I read today that just it put my hair on fire, because my concern is this. There's a lot of bad information floating around out there with regards to real estate investment. I mean, you can go to different websites, you can read different magazine articles, you know, but the bottom line is this. That information is giving you bad information. It is telling you that real estate is very risky. It is telling you that probably you shouldn't do real estate because, you know, of all of these things that could go wrong with real estate. But not one thing that I found really sits down and tells you the premise for where you need to start, which is with a proper education. When I was investing in real estate incorrectly, I had problems. So if you had asked me at that time, you know, whether I thought real estate maybe was a really good investment, I probably would have said, I don't know. You know, I think I'm on the right path, but, you know, I'm not getting the returns that I think I should be getting. Well, that's because I was following a flawed educational system. I was following a process that didn't work for me. I was ignoring certain components of the market that really needed to be addressed. And it wasn't until I found Lifestyles Unlimited that those components were provided to me. You see, I received a completely legitimate, completely fulfilled education. My point is this. When I sat down and went through our 2-day financial freedom seminar, I was exposed to things that nobody else had taught me. And these were concepts that were put together by our founder, Del Walmsley, over 30 years ago, who had used these concepts and techniques in order to retire himself at the age of 34. He's a multimillionaire. He has taught tens of thousands of people how to do the same thing. We don't even track the number, but I will tell you that many, 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 many lives have been transformed because of the education that Del Walmsley is providing. It's all contained in our 2-day financial freedom seminar. And all it takes for you to get to that is to either, well, go to one of our free workshops or attend one of our case studies, or you can also just go to lifestylesunlimited.com and you can just sign up to become a member, and we'll get you plugged in to the 2-day financial freedom seminar. It will change your life. Let's get back to this article. The first thing Tim says is this. He says, consider your comfort level with being a landlord. Do you know your way around a toolbox?
What's that got to do with real estate investing, Tim? He says, how are you repairing drywall or unclogging a toilet? What has that got to do with anything? He says, sure, you could call somebody to do it for you, but that will eat into your profits. Property owners who have one or two homes often do their own repairs to save money. I'm flabbergasted. Some of you in the audience don't understand why I'm flabbergasted, and I get that. It's because I've been properly trained on how to invest in single family properties. I know going into the deal that there are potentially going to be repairs that need to be made, and I'm not going to do them. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use members of the team that I've developed to go in and do those things for me because my time is important to me. I don't really want to go to a house and be the guy doing all the repair work. See, I did that on my very first rental property. I was the guy that went to the property and spent all of my available time doing repair work because I didn't know that there was a better way. See, when we get into single family deals, we analyze the property up front. We consider what needs to be repaired. We know what the costs associated with doing those repairs will be. And then we basically do a back of the napkin analysis that tells us whether or not the deal is going to be profitable for us or not. If it's not profitable, we just walk away. We just don't do the deal. But Tim is letting you believe that you're going to have to do all the work yourself. That in your first two properties, you're going to have to go in and do all the repairs. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Now, let me compare and contrast that with Errol. Now, Errol is a member, retired Houston firefighter, and he was looking to invest in real estate when he found Lifestyles Unlimited because a friend mentioned to him, hey, you know what? It's working for me. You ought to take a look. So Errol came to Lifestyles Unlimited, took a look, and became a member. And within his first 60 days of being a member, he purchased not one, not two, but three income-producing residential properties. And what's really neat about Errol is this. He's going to be a part of the case study that we're going to provide tomorrow night. That's right. And I'm inviting you. As a member, I can invite anyone I want to case study, and I'm inviting you. So if you would like to come to case study or attend case study, you won't actually go there because we're not doing anything in person because of all the coronavirus stuff. But if you would like to attend, shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And I will get you registered for that event. Now, here's the other interesting thing that you need to know about Errol. He's going to talk about one of his properties, and this particular property he's going to present is cash flowing $363 a month in positive passive income. Now, when you annualize that, that works out to be a little over $4,300 per year. He just gave himself literally a $4,300 a year raise. He did. And when he acquired the property, because he acquired it properly, he acquired $19,000 worth of equity capture. In other words, once all the dust settled and everything was all done, the amount of money he had into the property versus what it was worth put an extra $19,000 on his balance sheet. That's $19,000 worth of wealth that he did not have going in to the investment. Is it starting to make sense to you? You know, he plans to buy two more single family homes this year, which is going to keep him on track to own 10 single family homes within the next 3 years. That's his game plan. See, he sat down, he's done all the things that I articulate on this show. He's done his deliberate goal setting. He has achieved his proper education. And he is out there doing the things that he needs to do to get himself further along. Whether it's focused on retirement, whether it's focused on the lifestyle, it doesn't matter. He is along the continuum that is getting him to where he chooses to be. Now, getting back to Tim over here, man, I'll tell you what, he's got this big warning. It says, if you're not the handy type and don't have lots of spare cash, being a landlord may not be right for you. What? It makes no sense to me. I mean, I'm sitting here knowing what I'm knowing, and I'm just having all kinds of problems listening to the advice that's being given to potential real estate investors from somebody who doesn't even articulate that he is himself a real estate investor. So he is educating people on something he doesn't know anything about. And I'll tell you what, if that's how you're going about getting your education for real estate investing, you're setting yourself up for failure. Yeah, maybe free on the internet. It's going to destroy you financially if you follow that advice. And we'll be back right after this.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm tearing into an article that I read. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think the article itself was well intended. I think the author really is trying to convey what he believes is a correct approach to investing in real estate, especially for a first-time real estate investor. But I'll tell you, the whole article, it's written with an absence of knowledge. Now, he goes on, I can't do the whole article because, well, there's not enough time. But more importantly, there's just too much misinformation. I don't think he's intending to do this. But he says, calculate your margins. He says, Wall Street firms that buy distressed properties aim for returns of 5 to 7% because they have to pay staff. What's that got to do with you? What does it have to do with a REIT investing in some type of distressed property, and all they're trying to do is get a return on investment of 5 to 7%. He goes on to say this. He says, individuals should set a goal of 10%. Why 10%? Where does that come from? Let me tell you about Nathan and Ashley. You know, they first heard about Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, probably like you, and have been members for 2 years now. Investing in real estate has given their family an opportunity to work together towards the goal of being financially independent. Now, they're going to present at tomorrow night's case study. And what they're going to do is they're going to show you one of their properties. And the property that they're sharing has a monthly cash flow of $476. So when you annualize that, what you're looking at is about $5,700 a year in passive income, positive income that is coming into their household. And their cash on cash investment return is 33%. I don't know where Tim got 10% from. I think 33% is a better number. You know, when you do the backwards math, what you realize is that Nathan and Ashley basically started with a cash out of pocket of around $17,000 for this property, and they're able to return a 33% return on their money. You know, their plan is to buy one more house this year, and they have a long-term goal of replacing their current income with a total of 10 single-family homes, and then they'll expand into multifamily communities. You know, they said this, it has been wonderful for their five kids to see them try something new and to succeed. These are just real people like you and like me. They don't have a special gift. They don't have some special talent. They came to Lifestyles Unlimited to be properly educated on how to invest in real estate. And then they turned around and they put that education to work to achieve the results that they're achieving. It's really cool stuff. Let's get back to Tim now. Okay, he says this. He says, avoid a fixer-upper. He says, it's tempting to look for the house that you can get at a bargain and flip into a rental property. However, if this is your first property, that's probably a bad idea. Why, Tim? Why is that a bad idea? Why is it a bad idea to go and find a distressed property and to turn that property around using proven techniques and procedures to do so, so that you can obtain passive income, you can obtain equity capture, you can obtain tax benefits, you can obtain all of the things that are important to a proper financial relationship with a piece of real estate. We buy distressed properties all the time. And the reason we do is because nobody else wants them. Nobody else has the ability to purchase them. They haven't been taught the proper way to go about acquiring those properties. And they haven't been taught the proper way to cultivate a team of quality people that are going to go in and do the work for you. They're going to make sure that everything is fixed to best product standards. In other words, you don't have to worry about things breaking in the next 3 to 5 years, because if they had the potential to break or they were already broken, you replaced it. You put that into the budget as you were doing the analysis of the property. If all of a sudden the cost associated with remediating that property is way too high, that it blows the numbers, you walk away. You just walk away. It's not the end of the world. You just walk away. You go on to the next one. And here Tim says, factor in unexpected costs. It's not just maintenance and upkeep costs that will eat into your rental income. There's also the potential for an emergency to crop up, roof damage due to a hurricane. Well, that's why you have insurance. Or burst pipes and destroy the kitchen floor. Again, that's why you have the proper insurance on the property. And again, getting back to my premise that you are going to acquire the property and you're going to put it into like new condition. I mean, many of the properties that I've looked at after our Lifestyles Unlimited members have gotten a hold of them and have remediated those properties, I mean, they basically look new. And not all, every property needs, you know, the same amount of extensive work as every other property. There are some dogs out there that need a lot of work. There are some bad properties out there that on the surface look like they need a lot of work. But when you dig into the details, you realize that maybe not that much needs to be done to remedy the property. But it comes back to proper education. It comes back to understanding what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. Let me tell you about one of our other case study presenters. Now, in the multifamily space, we're going to have a gentleman by the name of Ronald. He's going to present a multifamily deal that he's recently done. And just to give you some background on Ronald, he was an electrical engineer for 28 years, working 12 hours a day and living paycheck to paycheck before he heard us on the radio. And he came to Lifestyles Unlimited. He listened to what we had to say. He became a member and it changed his life. So what he's going to present is a 34-unit multifamily property that was purchased in 2018 for $1.45 million. It's currently worth $2.41 million, and it has a projected 3-year return of 70%. You heard me, 70%. Now you think about it. As an electrical engineer, did he just magically know how to get into a 34-unit multifamily property and do the things that were necessary to, you know, turn a $1.45 million investment into a $2.41 million investment, not to mention the cash flows that he's receiving? No. They don't teach you that in electrical engineering school. They don't. I've got a lot of people I know that are electrical engineers that don't know anything about how to do what Ronald has done. But he got the information from Lifestyles Unlimited. He is following a time-tested, proven methodology that works, and it works extremely well. Now, you think about it. If Ronald had listened to Tim's advice Ronald may still be an electrical engineer. He may still be working those 12-hour days. He may be still living paycheck to paycheck. But that's all in the past for Ronald. He has changed all of that. See, he has gotten himself on the road to financial freedom. Yes, he has done it, and he has done it extremely well. Case study tomorrow night is going to be really cool. And if you miss out on it, you miss out on an opportunity to properly educate yourself on how to invest in real estate. And the neat thing about real estate is the neat thing about case study, I should say, is that all of the presenters are not professional presenters. They're just people like you and me that are coming forth to give back, to show other people like you and me that this can be done, that they can be successful in doing these things. So shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. Let me know you want to be a part of the case study, and I'll get you registered. Now, getting back to Tim here, oh my goodness. He says, determine your return. For every dollar you invest, what is your return on that dollar? Stocks may offer a 7.5% cash on cash, while bonds may pay around 4.5%. A 6% return on your first year as a landlord is considered healthy, especially given that number should rise over time. Wow. Really? Really, Tim? I just gave you three examples, three real human beings that have done far better than what you're suggesting. So, you know, my premise holds true. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and you really need to sit down and you need to focus on getting a proper education in real estate investing. And that's what we offer at Lifestyles Unlimited. So go to lifestylesunlimited.com, check us out. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.